This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, this is your friend Brent Lindquist, and I'm here with my friend Ken Royer. And
hi there.
And we're into our third session of a very interesting and wide-ranging discussion of grace and truth, because Ken talks more about grace and truth from a pastoral perspective, and then I come in and I offer examples from a cross-cultural perspective. I hope you're finding it helpful. So, Ken, what are we going to talk about today? What's the main thing?
Why is grace and truth so important for Christian leaders? On the one hand, a truth emphasis may afflict the comforted. The grace emphasis may come alongside and comfort the afflicted.
Okay.
You know, really, most of us are heavy on truth-telling, and okay, that is important. We really need to get our facts straight. We need to rightly divide the word of truth, it says in Scripture. In our esteemed schools of learning, we studied hard, paid a lot of tuition money, and then we were tested for our correct understanding of truth. Did we get the facts straight? And really, our training has been, for the most part, based upon facts. We should learn these facts, we should communicate them back on the exam, and we would do okay. We certainly want as high marks as we can on those exams. Before we came to our assignments, we had to jump through certain hoops. We had to learn the regulations. Or an example of counseling others, as we interact with others, we're well able to say, here's what the Bible says, now go and do it. Come back next week. So they come back the following week and we ask, did you do your homework? You didn't. Well, go and do it and don't come back until you do. And I'm very sad when I say that, because that approach, of course, responds to the truth, and that is important. Are we able, however, to say, you didn't do your homework? Perhaps something could be standing in the way. Help me understand better.
You know, I think that's kind of a good thing that's different between the pastor or the religious teacher and, say, the counselor, in that sometimes we tend to expect people to do what we say, and when they don't, we don't have an easy answer. We see that often as being negative, being oppositional. And I think the counselor maybe has a little bit more flexibility to sort of sit in the ash with people.
Yes.
You know, you think of the idea that there's an awful lot of sitting with somebody to try and help them understand. So instead of, did you do the homework? You didn't. Why not? You didn't. Is, well, okay, something about it must have been hard this week to make you not
well,
be
sure.
successful in that. So let's talk about what some of the parameters were around the fact as to why this assignment, which seemed pretty doable last time, didn't become doable this time.
That's exactly right. And we have found, at least it's been my experience, that if we seek to understand what is in the heart, if they feel comfortable in sharing, sure, I had problems with A, B, and C, or the dog ate my homework, or this topic was hard for me because of some other extenuating circumstance, and we allow grace and keep them basically on our side in terms of the desire to do it, it will go much better.
I think this is really useful for supervisors as well. This isn't just a counseling activity. Sometimes we make assignments, okay, you're doing well on this, like in language learning. Okay, now go out and do this. I remember one young woman, she had all the right stuff for being an effective language learner. She was smart, she could articulate, she had a good ear, she tried hard, she was highly motivated and everything. Well, one of the things that we had them do was that they had to go practice. And many people who understand what language learning is a series of mistakes. It's making mistakes in a constant and progressive way, hopefully learning from said mistakes so that one can grow in communicative ability. Well, that was all well and good for this lady who had all the right stuff in a row, but it came down to a couple of issues that she hadn't thought about. One was she was a perfectionist.
Wow.
For a perfectionist to make mistakes was to not live up to her standard. Secondly, she was really kind of shy. And all of a sudden, the assignment, when she got into the local learning context, was to go out and meet as many people as she could, and by her feeling, internally, make a fool of herself by making mistakes. I mean, it sounds like not that big of a deal. And it was, in some ways, some days, humorous for her.
You need to make 1,000 right. mistakes, so you might as well get started.
The only problem is that it didn't become humorous for her because... Wow. I think in this example, her supervisor was not necessarily, why'd you make that mistake kind of thing. In other words, you didn't do your homework. Why not? Go out and come back. And they took a truth orientation instead of a grace orientation. And she very quickly realized that she was going to be in a lot of trouble with this learning model. And so she started figuring out any which way she could avoid doing the language learning. Well, unfortunately, it became obvious that there was only one way that was going to be foolproof for her to get out of the language learning situation, and that was to leave the situation.
Oh, wow.
So a person who had everything going for them, but who had a couple of little rough spots. In this context, a person of listening, you know, what's so hard about it? What? Tell me what's going on. Let's review yesterday.
You talked
to three people. What was so hard? Well, I talked to this one man, and he really scared me because he was this way. But I talked to this woman with children, and I felt very comfortable and stuff. Well, I'm listening to that, and while certainly I've had training in counseling, and I may be real versed in that, I'm not necessarily any smarter than the next person out there. But I would have heard this lady tell me that she did better with women. I wouldn't have said, well, go talk to 15 more people tomorrow. I would have said, you know what? Focus on finding women with little children. Go by the playground. Focus on success, not on the thing only, but focus on being successful with what you do. So the grace allows us to explore alternatives with somebody, to get in the middle of the difficulty with them, to hear more of what's going on,
yes.
and to help them develop some strategies. Wow, I didn't know there was that much in there. Okay.
That is so good. And that grace orientation allows, even as you said, for the making of some of those mistakes in language, mm-hmm. mistakes in communication, mistakes in other things that I do, and to feel okay that we can recover from that, we can go on and try harder and do better next time. I think of the young man who appeared before his selection committee. And the question was asked about all of the facts. Do you have them straight? Do you know the scriptures? And then one man asked the question, you're called to the home of a family who has just lost a child to death. What would you say? And the young man being examined shifted from one foot to the next and stammered and stuttered. In a moment he said, I don't know what I'd say. I'd probably just cry with him. And that young man was accepted
mm-hmm.
because he had the heart that accompanied the facts.
Yeah, wow, that's a good example.
So, you know, as I think of Christ being full of grace and truth, maybe we can just think in our own lives, is there one way today that I can apply a balance of grace and truth in my life? And then evaluate the results, see if things have gone better.
That's great. Well, we're running a little long on time right at the moment, so we're going to sign off here in just a second, but I want to give you a homework assignment. I don't often say I'm going to give you a homework assignment. I just do it, but this time I'm going to say it. Once again, very important, keep looking at places that you can give grace away to other people, but especially to yourself. Talk to you next time.
Feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.